South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas. And of course, you can see us and hear us on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. Just go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios, and before you know it, you can see and hear us on the South Point Network here in Las Vegas. And, of course, covering the world as we do on many different other platforms, and certainly here in locally in Las Vegas for those folks running around early in the morning and just want to hear us on the radio. Our anchor radio station is Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM as well. And, of course, our website stream at this show, of course, we stream this show on our websites at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, got them all. And, of course, your devices, got them covered, too. Your KSHP app that you can put on your devices that you can hear our show. And, of course, the YouTube app that you can put on your devices and watch and listen to our shows. And, of course, that's for your iPhones and Androids and anywhere else you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning. All right, the weather across the country, as far as racing is concerned, and as far as the weather is concerned, it looks pretty good all over the place, up and down the Pacific Coast, Gulf Coast, and East Coast clear. A little bit of action going on in the Plain States, but nothing really, really that bad. However, there was rain that went through the New York area that went right across the area where Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct is at, and at Monmouth Park in Jersey, where they're having those big four stakes races that we'll be looking at in a little bit. But the rain went over overnight, and it was fast over those areas. So the only change that we have as far as the weather, that rain that went overnight, over the East Coast there is concerned is the third race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. The third race is the only race that will come off the turf today at Aqueduct. They're going to take the third off, scheduled for a mile and 16th, and that'll be a mile on the main track. Monmouth Park, they're staying on the turf course. Not a problem there. And the only other problem we have, certainly, is with the flooding that is still going on at Gulfstream Park in Florida. They had such a heavy storm that came through there a couple of days, and the drainage is not that good around Gulfstream Park that they are still canceling. So today they have canceled their races again today, not because of ongoing rain now. It's because of the flooding around the track and the general area that they have to get out of there. They have to start draining it as much as best they can. Of course, 300 horses have certainly been moved from Aqueduct to other places, and we will wait and see. They were scheduled a mandatory payoff. They were scheduled a mandatory payoff today in the pick six at Gulfstream. That, of course, will be rescheduled at another time, but no racing at Gulfstream Park, that's for sure. And as far as that's the only really late changes we have on our racetracks for today concerning the weather. Now, as far as the weather is concerned, like I said, it looks pretty good in all the places that they'll be racing today. Talking about temperatures, well, here in Las Vegas, it's already 88 degrees outside. We're going to get up to 109 today, which means we're still in that, you know, excessive heat warning. And for those of you that are coming to Las Vegas or here in Las Vegas, remember to stay hydrated. Please stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water. Stay out of the sun for a long periods of time today. Certainly the kids and the pets, same deal with that. Get them inside. And, of course, check on the folks that have a problem with the heat, like the elderly, et cetera. Just check on them. Just stay hydrated if you're here in Las Vegas. 109 today. They say we're going to drop about 5 degrees tomorrow, and we'll be a high of 104. But when you get to 109, 104, it's all the same. You got to just stay hydrated, that's for sure. As far as around the country, Miami, where they're still trying to clear out the flooding water around the Gulfstream, et cetera, 84 degrees. You got 81 degrees in New York after the rain went over the East Coast overnight. And, of course, you got Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be 112 today in Phoenix, Arizona. L.A., 83 degrees as we go into the last 2 days of the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. Remember, Santa Anita will close on Sunday tomorrow. Tomorrow is mandatory payoffs on everything at Santa Anita as well. And then we'll move into the L.A. County Fair meet at Los Alamitos next week, and then on to Del Mar after that. As far as New York is concerned, Belmont will be running until the early part of July, and then, of course, they'll be down. They'll be going up to Saratoga, and then we're going to have, a good time there with the morning, noon, and evening racing across the country for folks spot from Del Mar to Saratoga. So we will be looking forward to that, no doubt about it. Don't forget, next week, for those of you, for all of us, really, that will be dependent upon the FanDuel Racing Channel, we'll be able to see all of the great races at that fantastic premier meet of Royal Ascot. We've got some American horses going down there. As a matter of fact, we're talking about how Wesley Ward always points for Royal Ascot. He's going to have about 13 horses down there. But I understand John Sadler has decided to take Miss the Cut to Royal Ascot for a race there as well. So there will be some American interest there, and certainly there will be quite a few of the Breeders' Cup winning your in races there. As a matter of fact, 4 Breeders' Cup winning your in races there at Ascot, and so we will wait and see about that for those horses coming over for the Breeders' Cup a little later on. That'll be conducted at Del Mar. As far as other situations, other news is concerned, Kazuchi Kimura, who has been riding up at Woodbine in Canada, and you know, he came to Southern California to try his luck down there, and Bob Baffert had a lot of praise for Kazuchi Kimura. Well, Kimura is going to leave Woodbine when Del Mar starts. He's going to be coming down to Del Mar and riding at Del Mar for that meet. Kimura will be on hand at Del Mar. And Rich Strike, you remember Rich Strike, the 2022 Shocking Derby winner? Horse hasn't run in a long, long time. He hasn't won a race since that Kentucky Derby. But he is coming back into racing. He's coming back into training. Now, his trainer that trained him for that upset win in the Kentucky Derby, Eric Reed, had a big falling out with the owner after the Kentucky Derby. And so he resigned from training Rich Strike. And then Rich Strike has been on the sideline. Well, he's going to come back to racing, and he's going to come back under the tutelage of Bill Mott. Bill Mott's going to get Rich Strike when he comes back. He hasn't raced in over a year and hasn't won a race since the Derby. But with Bill Mott, he'll get the most out of him, I believe. That's for sure. All right, on today's show, we got Jonathan Hardoon standing by. He's going to give us a look at the four stakes races at Monmouth Park, along with the Bed of Roses today at Belmont at Aqueduct. We got Rich Eng, of course, coming on board. Hey, look, the NBA Finals aren't over yet, and we'll wait and see what Richie has to say about that and a pick from Santa Anita. John Linda will be with us, and we got Jerry J's plays. And looking at what happened yesterday, Jerry J came up with not only a reverse play, but a winner as well. Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday, strange. It was just strange racing yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. You had a $39 winner in the first race, then the favorite at $460, and then a $33.80 winner in the third race. That dollar pick three came back $2,355.50. And then later on in the day, the New York Stallion Stakes Series, the Coupecoy's Joy Division, was won by Solo Shot with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard, paying $560 as the favorite for trainer Lolita Shivamangal. And that winner outran Geopolitics and Being Betty, who finished third in that stakes race. Early pick five at Aqueduct yesterday, $10,648.75. And then in the seventh race, the winner, Yo Banana Boy, went gate to wire. He won like a 4-5 shot. This horse paid $51 even. It was a first-time gelding. They put the blinkers on him, and that, I guess, was definitely the key for this horse to turn around his performances. Yo Banana Boy paid $51 in winning the seventh race. Luis Rivera Jr. aboard for Destin Heath. Destin Heath was winning his first race as a trainer this year with that horse. Like I said, he won like a 4-5 shot, just went out there and just kept rolling. And then in the eighth race, trainer James Ferraro had two horses in the race, and they came down to the wire noses apart in a photo finish. The winner, Annihilate, paid $18.60. The second place finisher, also his horse, at 48-1. So this trainer finishes first and second in the eighth race. And then Jerry J came with a reverse play winner in the ninth. Winner there was the favorite Bunny Honey at 520. Jerry's key horse, Miss City Girl, finished second, so you got the reverse exacta. The dollar exacta paid $15.10. Nobody had the pick six yesterday. Five out of six paid $397. You got a carryover today at Belmont, at Aqueduct, and an unusually run racing program yesterday there. At Santa Anita yesterday, Bob Baffert unleashed another one of those super two-year-olds. Came in the sixth race, two-year-old maiden race. This is a horse who was working with that super filly that won the other day. This one, Midland Money, was an easy winner again, just polishing off the field with ease. Baffert and Hernandez together again. $240 was the win price there as the filthy favorite. This horse ran five furlongs and 58.15 and was geared down at the end. Easy win there for Midland Money. That was Juan Hernandez and Bob Baffert's second win together on the day. They earlier won with Jackstown, paying $2.80. So Baffert was responsible for a lot of dead favorites, at least two of them yesterday at Santa Anita. Our handicappers did well there as well. Rich Ang gave us the first race winner, and Safa. Safa came home a winner and paid $5 even, bet down from 5-2. Later on in the day, Jerry J's play in the seventh race won. I'll Have Another Kiss with Antonio Freisou, paying $8 even. And then the link-ups ran second and third. And so the dollar exacta paid $8.10. The dollar trifecta paid $22.80. And as far as the jockey battle is concerned, going into the last 2 days at Santa Anita for the Hollywood meet, Well, Antonio Frasu was one up on the day. He had two winners yesterday, but Juan Hernandez capped off the 10th race with a winner for his third win of the day. And so they go into the last 2 days for the jockey title there at Santa Anita, tied going into today. And then finally at Churchill Downs, Steve Asmussen, who, as you know, is had that ruling against him as far as the wages, et cetera, is concerned there in Kentucky, also appealing that. But in the meantime, he's winning races. He won four races yesterday at Churchill Downs. Christian Torres was aboard for his third win and Asmussen's fourth win in the ninth and final. Pick six at Churchill paid $28,384.15. And the final pick five paid $12,988.79 yesterday at Churchill. That was yesterday. We now look forward to today. And so we'll go to our first break. And when we come back, your racing menu, and then off with our handicappers on this Saturday morning in a very, it's a hot Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Race Day Las Vegas. We understand that we're having some technical difficulties with the audio on YouTube. We do apologize for that, but we do have our other platforms that we're working on, and as far as they are concerned, they're still getting the audio for the radio side of this. So, you know, technical things happen. We apologize for that. Let's get right to the racing menu for today. And reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, going to the race books here in Las Vegas, certainly the one right here at the South Point, these will be the first post time rollout here. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening on any of the other platforms that we have in other time zones, well, just adjust to your time zone, to whatever one you're in from the Pacific time zone, and everything will be fine. Won't we miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Nine races today at Laurel Park, and a first post time at Laurel set at 9:25. Then we go to Delaware Park. Delaware Park has eight races. Their first post time is 9:30. Belterra Park has eight races. Their first post time is 9:35 at Belterra Park. Then we get to Monmouth Park in New Jersey. 12 races today, four stakes races. They'll roll out as the Eatontown, the ninth race on the card. Then you'll have the Pegasus Stakes, which is a prep for the Haskell later on at Monmouth. That's the 10th race. The Monmouth Stakes is the 11th, and the Salvador Mile is the 12th. First post time at Monmouth Park today for their 12-race card is set at 9:50. They have a pick-six jackpot carryover, $100,366 at Monmouth today. First post time, 9:50. Okay. Then next comes Gulfstream Park. Would have come next, but they are canceled today. They are still flooded out at Gulfstream. The mandatory payoff and the pick six will be rescheduled. Gulfstream Park canceled again because of the flooding. We're still trying to get the water out of there. All right, then we move to Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct is 10:05. You got 11 races. The feature race, the $200,000 Grade II Beto Roses Stakes. Seven furlongs for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up will be the 10th on the card. 10 go to the post in that one. And in that 10th race, there are no late scratches to report. 10 will go to the post. Wide open event. 3-1 favorite there is Flying Connection with Ricardo Santana aboard. You got 11 races at Aqueduct, and you got a pick six carryover today. $35,882.23. $35,882.23. That's the carryover in the pick six today at Belmont. 11 races. First post time is at 10:05. Then you got Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine, they have a carryover in their Super High 5 jackpot. $300,840. 10 races at Woodbine. First post time is at 10:10. Hawthorne Racecourse is next. 9 races at Hawthorne and a first post time there of 12:10. Then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has 11 races today. The stakes race, the feature is the Possibly Perfect. That's the fifth race on the card at a mile and a quarter on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 6 there. The 6-5 favorite is Linda's Gift with Tiago Piera aboard. And that is in the fifth race. 11 races today at Santa Anita. First post time is 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. Emerald Downs has 8 races. They got the $50,000 Seattle Stakes as their 7th and featured. Emerald Downs' first post time for their 8 races set at 1:30. Then you've got the Northern California Racing Fairs right now at Pleasanton. The Pleasanton Fair has 7 races. The Pleasanton Oaks is the 6th and featured race there. First post time at Pleasanton. Their post time there is at 1:45 at Pleasanton. Then we go to Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has a twilight card. 6 o'clock there at Churchill. 3 o'clock here in our time zone. It's the 3 o'clock post time Pacific. 10 races. The $175,000 Monomoy Girls Stakes is the 5th race. The $175,000 Chorleywood Stakes is the 7th. 10 races at Churchill. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $193,805. First post time is at 3 o'clock at Churchill. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Then you go to Charlestown, 8 races there with a pick six jackpot carryover, $46,956. First post time, 4 p.m. Prairie Meadows has a pick six jackpot, pick five. Make that a pick five jackpot carryover at Prairie Meadows. $103,510 and their pick five jackpot carryover. Prairie Meadows first post time for 8 races, 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos tonight. Los Alamitos has 9 races, 1 thoroughbred, 3 mixed breed, 5 quarter horses. And the quarter horse feature tonight is the Grade 2 $100,000 Abigail Kawana Nakoa Stakes. 9th race at 350 yards. First post time at Los Al is at 6:40 at Los Alamitos. All right, let's get to Jonathan Nardoon. And again, we apologize to the folks that are trying to get us on YouTube. We have a technical problem with that, but we're all systems are go on all of the other platforms we have. So good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I was fine until the technical difficulties started. But we'll try to get
it. It's always got to be something. You know that. Yeah. Something always has to happen. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, we've got 4 races at Monmouth Park today, stakes races, and they're the last 4 races on the card. And we're going to start with how they'll roll out. We're going to skip the Pegasus, and we'll get that to the last race. But the 9th race will be the Eatontown at a mile and 1/16 on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. And right now I see a field of 10 in that race. I don't have any late scratches yet. We'll find out if we can get them. At Monmouth, let's see, Monmouth Park.
I just checked; they weren't up. A few minutes ago. So
okay, we got the ones at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, but none at Monmouth yet. So we'll just go with the field the way it's set up. There are 10 races. The 5-2 favorite in this race is Spirit and Glory with Joey Bravo. How do you see this race?
I like the rail horse Sacred Wish. This is a 4-year-old filly from the newly reinstated George Weaver. He's back from his suspension because Heise decided to change the rules on Metformin. So he's back. Anyway, Kendra Carmouche climbed the board last time, and he fits this horse like a glove. She's got a lot of tactical speed. She has good early speed. So he just knows how to ride her. He's going to take advantage of the inside, and I like number 1, Sacred Wish, in that spot.
All right, Sacred Wish. Kendra Carmouche going over to ride there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so in the 9th race, you'd like the 1, Sacred Wish, at a mile and 16th on the turf course there. And he's got the 1 post, so let's hope he takes the shortest route to the winner's circle. All right.
Well, that's the plan, so hopefully it works out.
Now, the 10th race is the Pegasus. This is not to be confused by the big Pegasus out at Gulfstream Park. This is another Pegasus, and this is the Monmouth Park prep race for Monmouth's main and big race for the three-year-olds, the Haskell, a little bit later on. We will wait and come back to that race, so we're going to flip over to the 11th race on the card. That is the Monmouth Stakes at a mile and one-eighth on the turf for three-year-olds and up. Do you think that the rains that came overnight at Aqueduct and went over in New Jersey will have any effect at all on the turf course today?
Well, it hasn't rained there in a while, and the turf course has been pretty hard from what I understand, so I think it will only help the turf course. I don't think the turf course will be off, you know. They needed the water. They got the water, and this is a terrific betting race here, Ralph. I really like the number two horse in here, Beatbox. This is a six-year-old from the Sherry DeVoe barn. If you remember his last race, he ran on Preakness Day at Pimlico when the rains were coming down. Races should have been come off the grass that day. They didn't, and that was a beat-up, moggy, smoggy, whatever you want to call it, mush that he was running on. He didn't run a step. You have to draw a line through that race, but his previous races, all good enough. He had a legitimate excuse last time out. Sammy Camacho for Sherry DeVoe, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number two, Beatbox, to win this year's Monmouth Stakes.
All right. Beatbox, for all the reasons you just alluded to, and 6-1 on the morning line with Sammy Camacho. And we know Sammy sure knows how to ride, that's for sure. That's the Monmouth Stakes, the 11th race on the card at a mile and one-eighth on the turf. And then the 12th and final race is the Salvador Mile, and go figure, is at a mile. It's on the main track for three-year-olds and up. Eight go to the post in that one. Now, we got Bright Futures, the big even money favorite in this race, with Javi Castellano, who's going over there to ride, not only, to ride that race, that's for sure. And does he look like that much of a standout?
Well, he's certainly the horse to beat. However, the number one horse in here, Sherlock's Jewel, a four-year-old from the Shug McGahey barn, Vincent Chaminade aboard to ride. This is the right horse to be playing in the race. This horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He's an improving horse. He's 4 years old. He's getting better with each start. I think he has a shot, and at the price, I like number one, Sherlock's Jewel, to upset and win this year's Salvator Mile.
All right, so Jonathan, in the 12th race, you like the one horse. The recap, in the 9th race, you also like the one horse, and that is Sacred Wish, and that, of course, is the Eatontown. And then in the Monmouth Stakes, you like the two-horse Beatbox, the two Beatbox in the 11th race. Now we get to the main event of the four stakes races there, the Pegasus Stakes, at a mile and 16th for three-year-olds. Eight are entered in this race. And you have Tuscan Sky, who's in there at 5-2. You got Hades, that ran well at Gulfstream Park, leading up through the Triple Crown preps. Hades is 7-2 with Paco Lopez, and domestic product there, Flavian Pratt at 3-1. So this is a pretty good dicey race.
It is, but I give a slight edge to the rail horse, Tuscan Sky. Last time asked to go a mile and an eighth in career start number three, he couldn't go that distance. Cuts back today to a mile and a 16th. Last time out, he was hung out wide on a track where it was favoring inside. I like number one, Tuscan Sky, in here, Javier Castellano for Todd Pletcher.
All right. What about domestic product? You think we know that he'll be closing, that's for sure, right?
Yeah. He's fine, but, you know, he's going to – I think he'll be the favorite, actually. I think they're going to go for Brown and Pratt in this spot. You know, I think they'll be pretty close in odds, but, again, I think the one has an edge breaking from the inside.
All right, so to recap, 9th race the 1, 10th race the 1, 11th race the 2, and then a 12th race back to the 1. You like everybody on the inside. You want horses.
I hope the rail is good today, Ralph. The rail is good.
No kidding. Both on the turf and on the main track, by the way. And I got to tell you, at least you're going to get horses that are breaking from a post position that should be taking the shortest route to the winner's circle. That's for sure. And so that's at Monmouth Park today. First post time is 9:50 Pacific time there. And then we're going to get to Belmont Park. And, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say. The Bed of Roses, a grade two, $200,000 race at 7 furlongs, is their 10th and featured race there. And I got to tell you, Jonathan, this looks like a wide open affair. I mean, the morning line favorite is at 3-1 in this one.
Yeah, Flying Connection is the morning line favorite, and he's the horse to beat, Ralph. She's the horse to beat. She's doing really well. You know, she's getting better with each start. Ricardo Santana gives up a day at Churchill to come ride in this spot here. It's $200,000 race, but he's giving up a night at Churchill to come ride this horse. I think she's going to be tough. She's better than these, and I think she's going to show it today.
All right, so you like in the 10th race there, number 6, Flying Connection, the 6 Flying Connection with Ricardo Santana aboard. Jonathan, all I can say is with the late post time at Churchill Downs today, he may be able to get back if he's got a private plane he can work with.
For the back end of the card anyway.
Yeah, sure. That's for sure. I doubt if he'll do it. But Ricardo Santana aboard Flying Connection, 10th race, the Betta Roses at Aqueduct. Now, those are your suggestions for the big stakes races today around the country. But now we need your picks.
Okay, let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the 5th race today. And I love the number 1 horse in here, Valus. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Rudy Rodriguez barn, Romero Mara, board to ride. This horse is in the best racing shape of her career. She goes for win number 3 in a row today. She's drawn inside, and I think she's going to get a great trip in here. I like number 1, Valus, to win today's 5th race out at Belmont Park.
Hi, 5th race at Belmont Park. Fifth race at Belmont Park, the 1, Valus, the 1 in the 5th race at Belmont. Boy, you're not kidding, pal. If the ones aren't winning today, you're going to come up with a big goose egg, that's for sure. Again, the 5th race, you like number 1, Valus. And, of course, that is your selection in the 5th at Belmont at Aqueduct. Just tell me where your pick is at Santa Anita. Is it the 1 horse somewhere?
No ones. It's the 9th race today, Ralph. It's a mile and a quarter on the turf. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Midnight Jester. This is a 7-year-old gelding from the Vladimir Sarin barn. This horse loves marathon distances. He's 2-for-3 at this distance. No one else could say that. You know, the horse could run all day long. Numbers aren't that important when you get to these marathon distances. You could either run it or you can't. Well, this horse certainly can. I like number 5, Midnight Jester, to win today's 9th race out at Santa Anita.
All right, Santa Anita's 9th race, the 5, Midnight Jester, the 5 in the 9th race at Santa Anita. I want to remind everybody as well, full sheets today for Jonathan Hardoon, Santa Anita, Belmont at Aqueduct, Monmouth Park, and Churchill, too, right?
Correct, sir.
All right. So you did 4 tracks there, and let's hope that the ones will be kind to us today. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All righty. We continue on the Race Day Las Vegas show, audio-wise for sure, and we will be right back after this.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and we do again apologize for technical difficulties with the YouTube stream today, but we are on audio on all our other platforms, and so now we're going to bring in Rich Eng. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers, if there are any out there, and good morning, listeners in particular.
Yes, the sweep didn't happen yesterday in the NBA. Dallas finally showed up and played a game.
Yeah, that was a real beat down by Dallas on Boston. And you could see in the first few minutes of the game, for some reason, Boston was not engaged. And for 48 minutes, they were not engaged. And they rolled over and put their legs up in the air. And Dallas wins one game in front of their home fans. But now the game five will be Monday night in Boston. And I can almost guarantee that Boston's going to do everything they can to end the series at the Boston Gardens on Monday night. I've not seen an opening line, but I guarantee it's going to be a big number.
Yeah, and you know, you got to think, one wonders, maybe they just didn't want to celebrate winning the NBA Finals in somebody else's arena, that it's going to be wild in Boston. If they win it, you know it's going to happen. The entire crowd is going to go crazy, etc. And maybe they wanted that finale that way.
Well, their desire didn't seem to be there. Yeah. Dallas was playing desperate, obviously. Their season was on the line, and they had the full support of the home crowd, sellout crowd. But, you know, now Boston, if they have any professional pride in them, they know that you don't want to, you know, in any playoffs, you don't want to let the other team get up off the ground. You got to keep your foot on their neck. So game five, you want to take care of business there. Otherwise, you got to go back to Dallas for game six. So, Boston should be coming forth with their best effort in game five Monday night.
All right, Stanley Cup playoffs?
3-0. Edmonton's really behind the eight ball, but they play at home. You know, we'll have to see. But, you know, Edmonton threw their best shot in game three. I know early in the game I was watching it on television, and they had great chance after great chance, and the goaltender for Florida was unbelievable. He looked like that commercial with the walrus covering up the goal, where he covers up every inch of the opening. He was just fantastic. And then Dallas was able to counter and open up a 4-1 lead, and then they held on late. But it's going to be tough for Edmonton to try to win four straight there. But in hockey, it has happened, Ralph, where teams have come back from an 0-3 deficit, while that has never happened in the NBA in a seven-game series.
Well, we'll have to watch that for sure. That is absolutely for sure. All right, well, now let's get back to some horse racing. You have a sheet for today at Santa Anita for all of the 11 races. There's an 11-race card today at Santa Anita, big card today there. And your selections can be had at the racedaylasvegas.com website. And, of course, a nice win yesterday in the opener at Santa Anita. Horse was bet down but got just a perfect ride out, you know, from Mr. Hernandez.
Yeah, he sat a real nice pocket trip and then got out and was able to grind down the winner, who looked the leader, who looked awful tough in the stretch route. But, you know, it's nice to get the professional ride from a top jockey. And, you know, $5 I thought was actually a fair price, all things considered.
And I do want to correct myself. Mr. Hernandez wins enough races without me giving him one more. That was Tiago Piera, who was the rider aboard Safa. A nice win there, that's for sure. All right, well, we've got a jockey battle going on between Antonio Freisu and Juan Hernandez. Speaking of him, they're tied into today. Freisu had a couple of wins yesterday. Hernandez had three. So we, I think we'll have to pay a little bit more of attention to these horses that these jockeys are riding, because of the fact that I'm sure they want to get the riding title there for the Hollywood Park, Hollywood meet, that's for sure. We got 2 days to go. And so we got a selection. Let's parlay that winner from yesterday to another one today, Richie.
Yeah, let's go to race number 11 on the card at Santa Anita. 6 furlongs on the grass. It's maiden claiming 50. And one of the jockeys just mentioned is riding the horse that I like. Antonio Freisu is riding the number 9, Bartoldi. This horse dropping from maiden special, Ralph, down to maiden claiming 50. Also cutting back in distance, which is an angle I've liked over the years. Shortening off from a two-turn mile to this 6-furlong distance. This horse should be closing fast. Let's go with a 9, Bartoldi, in race 11.
All right, 11th and final race today at Santa Anita, number 9, Bartoldi. Antonio Frasu aboard the 9 in the 11th and final race at Santa Anita. Remember, you can get all the races today, Rich Eng's selection sheet at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Well, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we continue on this Race Day show audio-wise, and when we get back, I'll give you Jerry Jackowitz plays for today, the Power Page plays, and then we'll get right to John Lendo to wrap up the show, so don't go away. One more segment to go.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on the Race Day Las Vegas show, and now we're going to get some picks off of Jerry J's Power Page. As we know, he's on a sabbatical right now. He'll be back early July. But his Power Pages for both Belmont at Aqueduct and at Santa Anita are uninterrupted. They're still he's still producing those, and so we'll get a couple of hopefully more winners out of Jerry today. In my interpretation now, these are not Jerry's selections per se that he sends me, but these are interpretations off of his Power Pages and how I know he kind of looks at them and interprets information off of that page. We'll go to Belmont at Aqueduct first, and in the eighth race, Jerry has the three-horse Graham, number three Graham, at 10-1 on the morning line with the Dylan Davis. This horse is a star horse on his sheet. The three Graham is the key horse. You have link-ups of 1, 10, and 12. You have scratches in this race, scratch the 6, 7, and 13. But the 1 Super's Lucky Lady is 6-1. The 10 Marco T is the 5-2 morning line favorite. And the 12 Act of Congress is at 3-1. So you've got the 3 at 10-1, the 3 over 1, 10, and 12 in the eighth race at Belmont at Aqueduct, the Power Page pick on the show today. And then we'll go to Santa Anita. At Santa Anita, Jerry comes in the 11th race, and he has the same horse as Rich Eng just gave you. In the 11th race, Jerry also likes Bartoli. So in the 9th race, kind of a handicapping good seal of approval here from both Richie and Jerry. In the 11th race, he likes the 9, Bartoli. His link-ups will be the 2, the 6, and the 11. Now, the 2 is a star horse at 5-2. The 6 is a top-rated horse at 6-1, and the 11 is a V horse on his sheet at 20-1. So in this race, he likes the 9 over 2, 6, 11, and reverse. Those are Jerry's interpreted plays on the Power Pages. You can get the full Power Pages for both Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, now let's go to John Lendo standing by in SoCal. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. We're doing fine. We have some technical difficulties, but nevertheless, there's plenty of people listening to us, that's for sure. Yesterday at Santa Anita, I noticed, and this was from the drone shot, you were talking about how they're going to use the turf course a lot because they're going to have enough time on the off season when they go to Los Al, Del Mar, etc., where the grass course can recover. But you could see the divots from the drone shots on the turf course yesterday. We're kicking up a lot of sand. They put sand in the divots on the grass course, and you can see that happening yesterday at Santa Anita.
Yeah, it's starting to show a little bit of wear and tear, which is not unexpected, and it's getting faster. You know, that 6.5 furlong race down the hill yesterday, they ran 6.5 furlongs down the hill in 110.88. I think they missed the track record by about a fifth of a second.
Wow.
And, you know, that was just a little Calvert allowance race. So obviously that turf course is pretty firm. It's warm out there this weekend. And You know, we've gotten lucky in that with all the rain during the wintertime, the turf course has held up well for a six-month period of time.
Now, John, I saw a message on X, a posting on X, I believe it was from Tom Quigley, that said Phil D'Amato has won 18, including yesterday's. He won a stake. He won a race on the turf yesterday. He had two winners yesterday, but one of them was on the turf. So out of the 21 races that has been run, he's been run so far there, 18 of the 21 were winners on the turf course. That is amazing.
That sounds about right. We've talked about it. Every time there's a stakes race, he doesn't have an entry. He has entries, plural, usually in those races, and he's got a lot of those Irish imports. It's not that he can't win races on dirt, but, you know, I think years ago his ownership and his plan was, well, do we go buy babies and try and race against Bob Baffert on the dirt in those maiden races? That's not going to work out well. So they decided to get some horses that have shown a little ability and buy a 2 and 3 year olds in Europe and bring them over here. And he's made a real niche out of that that plan, and it's worked out for years now, and he's gotten good at it.
Yeah, he sure has. And when you look at a grass race in Southern California and you don't put a D'Amato horse in the mix, you're sitting there hoping that that is one of the many very little races of the many winners that he has that he doesn't win. I'd be better off just to stick him in as an insurance policy, that's for sure. Fifth race yesterday, as you say, on the turf, 108.04. I mean, that was a fast time. But I got to tell you, Bob Baffert's been unleashing some powerful winners in the last couple of days. We saw the filly just run off the screen with a jaw-dropper 2 days ago. Yesterday, he comes with the horse that's been working with her, Midland Money. And this horse does the same thing. It destroys his field, and it was an easy winner under Juan Hernandez. Pays 240 to win, but it looks like Cattle on the Ranch, Money in the Bank, that one there. And then earlier, he came with another odds-on horse with Jackstown. Here's a horse that hasn't run in almost 22 months since his only race and a win at that. Baffert gets this horse to win the fourth race in easy fashion. Pays $2.80. Juan Hernandez aboard again. He's really getting ready for Del Mar, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Usually he keeps those A number one list 2 year olds ready to go to Del Mar, but these two came around really fast. They paid $650,000 for one, $1.8 million for the other. So they're supposed to be good, and they are. And Jackstown was cut out to be a good horse. He broke his maiden impressively as a 2 year old, disappeared, came back yesterday, and he had tipped his hand in the morning too, Ralph. He'd been working with some of the better horses in the barn in the morning and holding his own. So no surprise he won that allowance race, and we'll see where he goes. The sprint division's a little bit light out here as far as depth, and it wouldn't be a surprise to see him jumping up to face the big boys in the near future.
What are your thoughts? What's your reaction to John Sadler sending Miss the Cut to Royal Ascot for a race?
It was something that they had wanted to do for a while, and he's gotten very good again. He started his career over at Royal Ascot, so he knows the racetrack over there. Mm-hmm. They brought him here originally to make him a dirt horse in those marathon races, and he ran okay a couple times, but it didn't work out. And he really came alive this winter when he got back going long on the turf. And he's found his niche again. He's in really good form right now. But in general, Ralph, I just think that the turf horses, especially the marathon horses in the United States and especially California, they're a cut below the good ones over there in Europe.
No question about that. And that is, you can see that time and time again when Appleby and Godolphin bring out their charges from over the pond. And they just take care of business here on these stakes races, these marathon stakes races on the turf, both from coast to coast, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, Appleby now has a division of those horses here on American soil. All right, we got a real Donnybrook going on as far as the jockey races going on. Antonio Freisou had one win edge on Juan Hernandez going into yesterday. Now, Freisou won two races that got him, up three. But then Juan Hernandez, with the assistance of being the necessary package on those Baffert horses, wound up winning three races. So we're going in the last 2 days, and these guys are tied.
Yeah, and we've got 11 races today and 12 tomorrow, so they're going to get a lot of opportunities, and it'll be interesting. You know, Antonio Friso going for his first riding title in Southern California, so I know that would mean a lot to him, especially going into Del Mar, and Juan Hernandez just trying to remain on top, and he's loaded as well. So these guys, again, we're horse players. You want the guys on their belly riding for everything. These two guys will be doing that this weekend.
No question about that. Kazuchi Kimura, who has been based up at Woodbine for, I don't know how long, I mean, but he did take a venture down in Southern California a couple times and was successful. He was, gained the attention of Bob Baffert, as he thought he was a solid rider there. Kimura is going to leave the Woodbine circuit for the Del Mar season. He'll be back in Southern California riding at Del Mar, and I guess that's good news.
Absolutely. Brian Beach will be his agent down at Del Mar, and he actually called Bob Baffert. You know, he rode Mr. Fisk to a couple of stakes wins for Baffert out here at Santa Anita, and he called Baffert and asked him, is there any business for me if I come down to Del Mar this summer? And Bob said, yeah, you know, Hernandez will be riding first call, but he'll pick up. Bob said, I'll put you on some horses down here. You got a chance to come up with some good ones. And that was enough for Kimura to come down and try it. And I think it's going to deepen that jocks room. I like him a lot, and I think he's going to fit. His style is going to fit that Del Mar turf course the way he finishes. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes down here. He's going to jump in right before the start of Del Mar, and I think he'll do well down there.
And, John, he's got an agent there that knows the Southern California clientele as well, so that's a good move as well. John White, who has been the morning line maker at Santa Anita for a long, long time and just an all-around knowledgeable guy in everything he ever did in racing, from being a steward to an on-air personality, et cetera, you can go down the list of his resume, is finally retiring. His last morning line will be up tomorrow on closing day at Santa Anita, and I understand they're going to have a race named after him today in honor of his retirement.
Right. The fourth race today after the Winner's Circle ceremony, there'll be a little ceremony in the Winner's Circle honoring John White, and he deserves it. He's done a terrific job in wearing so many hats in the industry. Like I say, whether it be a TV analyst, a steward, he's done chart calling. You know, right now he's been the morning line maker for a number of years. And Ralph, looking around the country at the morning lines, you know, dealing with these on a regular basis, nothing bad about it, anybody else. But I know the work that John puts in, he's as accurate as he can be possible. And some of the other places don't take that as a serious, you know, tool for the horse player. And it is. So I respect John. I want to thank him for the work he's done. And I hope he enjoys his retirement. Oh, see him at Del Mar. He can never come down, so maybe we'll see him at Del Mar this summer.
All right, we got less than a minute to get a pick from you for Santa Anita. Reminding everybody, the Linda Report, the entire Linda Report is available right here at the South Point Racebook free of charge. Only here in Las Vegas, free of charge at the South Point, because they love horse players. Give me a pick.
Third race at Santa Anita, number 7, Miss McWinnie, improved in the first start for trainer Doug O'Neill. Stretches out, had one good route race. I don't think two turns is going to be a problem. Look for a good stocking trip, 3-1 on an improving filly. Number 7, Miss McWinnie, race 3, Santa Anita.
All right, third race, Santa Anita, the 7, Miss McWinnie, is John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners. Third race, don't forget, get the entire Lindo report today for Santa Anita right here. Only one place in Las Vegas that you can get it. And it is here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary to the players. Well, we are going to close up this shop by just apologizing to all of the folks that usually see us on YouTube. When you're living in a world of technology, these things will happen. And I'm sure we'll be up and ready and set to go tomorrow morning. In the meantime, for all of you out there, John Lindo has just one more thing to tell you.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas. Online at KSHP.gov.